whenever we delight in God, whenever we delight ourselves in God, whenever we delight ourselves in the presence of God, whenever we delight ourselves in the things of God, is that He empowers us. Everybody say with me, He empowers us. So empowerment is what happens to us whenever we delight ourselves to delight ourselves in God, whenever we camp around God, whenever we love the things of God, whenever we just give ourselves to God, He empowers us. That's why Jesus was telling the disciples, He said, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Hallelujah. He said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Mind you, these were people who had a whole lot of limitations in their wineskin. Hallelujah. These were people that prior to this time, Peter had no boldness to speak out for God. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Ghost came upon him, when the Spirit of God, when he was empowered, his tongue was loose. Hallelujah. There are some of us, the reason that some people, maybe they don't want to come close to us, the reason they are looking down on us is because there is something that they have seen in our life that they consider as a limitation. And so they think that we will not change. Hallelujah. They think that that limitation will always remain there. Hallelujah. As such, they don't want to have anything to do with us. But when I was not like this, there was a time that I could not even speak out for God. But when I decided to stay with God, when I decided to camp around God, when I decided to delight myself with God, not just as a once and again thing, but as a thing for life, my tongue was loose. My tongue, anytime by the grace of God, I can stand up and what and witness for God. But it was not so before. Hallelujah. It happened as a result of an empowerment. As a result of what? An empowerment. So sometimes it's because, and people before that saw me, maybe the first message, my first message that they had, they said, "Kai, this guy will go nowhere." Hallelujah. But right now, some of them are beginning to wonder, "Wow, man of God, the illustration you gave in that was so perfect, it's just like that." They didn't know that that came as a result of an empowerment. It was not so before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is an empowerment that brings us to a place where the Bible said, "And you shall receive the desires." He said, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall grant unto you the desires of your heart." So there are many things that we desire from the Lord. Hallelujah. There are times that God brings those things to pass by empowering us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
For instance, if you delight yourself in God, he empowers you to get wealth. Hallelujah. Isn't it? He said, "For you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." Hallelujah. So if you delight yourself in God, he gives you what? He gives. Now, let me give us a story before I continue. Apostle Aramis said that he was ready to marry at the age of 26. And because he was from another tribe, he's from Kogi State, hallelujah, and an Igala by that, hallelujah. So the parent of the woman that he wanted to marry is from Yoruba, hallelujah. So they say their daughter will not marry someone from what? From another tribe. So at age 26, he was already driving one of his first car. So because of, he was doing well, hallelujah, at age 26. So he was willing to marry. But do you know that they kept him, they delayed him till he was 31. When they saw that the daughter was not going to change her mind, it was not going to change their mind, they were the one that even called them and did the wedding for them. Hallelujah. He was even saying, as at last 2 years, he was saying that the father of his wife gave him another car. He said they did not know that they are paying for all the 5 years that they kept him waiting. What about if he had loose heart? What about if he had just said, "Let me forget about that lady and go and pick someone else," or "Let me forget about that lady and just go and..." He would have missed out on what? He said the things he's enjoying now, they are the penalty for the 5 years that they kept him waiting. Hallelujah. So, but he received that power towards the ways. Because there was a time that, okay, I was teaching us day 4 years, I mean, not this Sunday, but the last Sunday in the month of A Better Hope, isn't it? that there are times that you don't, you need power to get wealth. There are times that you need power to what? To succeed. There are times that you need power to what? To do a whole lot of things, isn't it? To do signs and wonders, isn't it? There are times that power is needed to perform miracles. Are you getting it? There are times that power is needed for you to what? For you to excel. Are you getting it? Ali Montesi Sekila Balata Balataya. Imeretesi Ketembeleti Salataya. Mendekite Kombeleti Selete Kilama. Shekite Keta Balata Konde Sekite Balataya. So there are times that you need power to do a whole lot of things. There are times that you need power to get wealth, isn't it? There are times that you need power for signs and wonders. There are times that you need power to excel. Are you getting it? You even need power to get married. Are you getting it? You need power to witness for God. Do you understand? You need power to be an effective disciple. That's what I mean. An effective disciple of Jesus Christ. You need power for signs and wonders. You need power for ministry. You need power for family. You need power. You need to be empowered to get wealth. Abi, it is the Lord who giveth thee power to get wealth. But there are times that you need power to be patient. Somebody did not hear what I said. Asilanto ko betelita salatai. So there are times that you need God to strengthen you with power to be what? Eh? Power to be patient. Because it is through patience that you are able to possess your soul. That's Luke chapter 21 and verse 19. It is through patience that you are what? That you possess. You possess all things. Hallelujah. Are we there in Luke 21, 19? Hallelujah. So, he said, in your patience, what did he say? In your patience, possessing your souls. Kai. Banatis elemental. So it is, sometimes you need Luke 21, 19. Hallelujah. So you see why the enemy makes people to rush, to do things in haste. Why? Who is seeing it from there now?
Lack of faith.
He wants to possess their soul. Allah Montes Elita Kaba. The reason the enemy does not want people to be patient, but and then he now gives them shortcuts to what? To wealth, shortcuts to power, shortcuts to influence, shortcuts to marriage, shortcuts to anything, is because he wants to what? He wants to possess their soul. Why will somebody go into ritual, into kidnapping, into all that? It's because they want to get wealth quickly. By so doing, what has the devil been able to do? He has been able to do or to possess their soul. It is lack of patience that makes people to do things in haste or to rush into things, and as such, they trade their soul for those things that they are pursuing. That's why, as a believer, Jesus said, in your patience, you are able to walk, you are able to possess your soul. So there are times, turn your Bible to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11. So there are times that you need power. You need power to be what? You need power to get wealth. You need power to be an effective minister. You need power for ministry. You need power for signs and wonders. You need power for marriage. You need, but there are times that, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11, there are times that you need power to be patient. Everybody say with me, power to be patient. And what did I tell you is the secret of patience? It is what brings you towards lasting possession. Lasting to the point that you can have all those things and still have rest of mind. You can have everything that you are desiring and still what? And your soul. And you still know that you are going to make heaven. That's why Jesus told the disciples, in your patience, do what? Possess your soul. So when the enemy begins to offer things in haste, offer is because he wants to possess the soul of those people. But you, whenever you are crying out for this and it looks as if you is not coming forth, that time what do you need? You need God to strengthen you to be what? To be patient. Everybody say, I need power to be patient.
Power to be patient.
Yes, so I tell you the truth. What did the Bible say in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11? With joyfulness. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience. That means there are times you need power to be what?
To be strong.
To be what? Oh, malita condeselita baya. There are times you need power to be what?
Patient.
To be patient. Thank you. He says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. That means it has not yet come, but you are still rejoicing. I tell you, I had already gone to pay my wife's bride price in our village in August. August is which month? Is it the sixth month? The eighth month. I had already gone to pay her bride price in her village in the eighth month, on the 6th of August, 2020. And I had not yet gotten a house in Ado Ekiti. But I was sure and I'm aware and I was convinced that I will have a house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As such, I went through the process. Quietly. Went through the process. And before you know, I got a house. And before you know, we did and everything. So sometimes the power you need is power to be bought, is power to be patient. Because it is in your patience you are able to do or to possess your soul. So he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in Judea. So there are different kinds of power, and if you know all kinds of power and you don't know that there is a power to be patient, you may not be able to enjoy, hallelujah, the blessedness of all those things that God has promised. Because the Bible says, be ye followers of them who through faith and what? And patience did what? Inherit the promise. If I'm correct, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Oh, certainly that contest the matter. And don't forget, how are you going to exercise this patience? Or with what are you going to exercise this patience? You say with joyfulness, with all long suffering and what? With all long suffering and what? Hallelujah. So there is a way to exercise patience. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12 says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The promises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it is because there is something that God has promised you. That is why you are going to strive for it with patience. Hallelujah. Until you see it, you are not going to give up. Even when you see it, there's still more to press on for. And when God empowers you with patience, are you getting it? He says, strengthen, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11, he says, strengthen with all might, isn't it? According to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering, with what? Aya, come deliya sabanat. There are times that I will come to a program, I will organize a meeting, and I'm still seeing one or two people, and I'm saying, Oh Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Lord will tell me, there is something that is happening to you. There is something that is happening to you. There is something that is happening to you. Do you know that by the grace of God, I'm ministering somewhere alongside with Apostle Mike Oroko? There is something that is happening to you. You saw it, right? There is something that is happening to you. In the natural, you may think as if nothing is working. You may be seeing one or two, you are many, how many
many years will I keep preaching to one and two? But there is something that is happening to you. In your patience, possess your soul. He says, strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. So there are times that I will come and it's only myself and my wife in the meeting. You latata bala, I will preach my heart out. I will preach my heart out. I will preach my heart out. I will share the grace. We will rejoice and go home. Because there is something that is happening to me as I'm camping with God. As I decided to delight myself in God, I may not be known now, but there is something happening to me. I'm not going to be like that kind of minister that blow. No, I am growing. It's a process. Me, I'm growing. I'm not those kind of ministers that blow. No, no, no. Me, I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm growing. Something is happening to me. But how I'm receiving power as I camp with God. I'm not just receiving power for miracles. I'm receiving power to be patient in order for his work to be thorough in my life. Did you remember? The Bible said, and let patience have his thorough work in you that you may be perfect, lacking nothing. Some of us waited for so long before admission came. But when you got it and you got into school, you knew very well that if you had not waited, you would have been behaving childish like those who just left secondary school and immediately they got. You would just begin to see and say, what is wrong with these people? You did not know that those your waiting times that you were crying and it looks as if God has forsaken you. God did something in your life through those periods. That was why when you entered into school, you were a mature person, at least to some extent, not like the youngsters that did not wait. Everything was just going rosy with them. So there is something happening to you whenever you camp around God. There is something happening. There is an empowerment happening to you, and I tell you, one of that empowerment is ability to be patient. It is strength with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. So it's looking as if it's not working, but you are still happy. You are still joyful because you know that there is something happening to you. There is something happening to your inside. There is something happening to you. And I tell you, if those, nobody can be like you. Nobody can operate like you except they to go through that process. That is why you will be unique. That is why you will look different from the others. That is why your grace will look different from the others. Why? Because you went through the process. You went through the process and something was formed in you. Something was formed in you. Nobody can just come and copy you. No. Before they can copy, before they can be like you, even before they can operate in that grace, they must also go through the process. So be happy that you are going through the process. God is working out something in you. Somebody shout, amen. There is something happening to you. It's called empowerment. And I tell you, sometimes the empowerment is empowerment to be what? Oh, my darling, sacrifice. It's empowerment to be what, man of God? Patient. I met a man of God some weeks back, because we used to give our projectors out for rent, so the church came. So the man of God said he doesn't want to be dealing with any intermediary with the owner. He wants to see the owner. The man told him that the owner of the projector is even the pastor. So he said, good. The man now traced me and came to my house. If you see the car, this pastor came with. That was last 2 weeks. Today I met him. He sold that car out. They bought him another new car. If you see the car, today he just got the car from Lagos. Today, if you see the car, if you enter, you will not want to go out. He now told me, he said, man of God, the secret is the secret. The secret is just continue doing what you are doing. He said, that's the secret. There's no sermon that will preach to you, man of God. That was what he was telling me. He said, there's no sermon that will preach to you. Just keep doing what you are doing. It's looking as if it's not working. Keep doing it. Simple. So there are times that God will strengthen you for that. It may not be easy, but in your patience, what should you do? Possess your soul. In Genesis chapter 29 and verse 31, you remember very well that I'm going to round up here so that we pray.
for empowerment, all around empowerment, and especially empowerment to be patient. In Genesis chapter 29 and verse 31, you remember that, what was his name? Jacob served 7 years for who? Rachel. And they now cheated him and gave him who? Leah. I was wondering how they made him so drunk. You know, me, I'm married, so there are some kind of things I know. Hallelujah. That in the night that he was performing his rites, he could not find out. May the Lord give you people understanding in the name of Jesus. So when he woke up, he now said, I asked for Rachel. You people gave me here, and then they told him custom and custom and custom. So he now decided to serve again for another 7 years, isn't it? So they gave him. You know, he took Leah and was serving for the 7 years. Go, people are aware. Do you understand? It's not that he took Rachel and was serving for the 7 years. Do you understand? For the additional 7 years. It's not that he waited another 7 years before Rachel came home. When he knew that they had already tricked him, he now said, okay, another 7 years, but give me Rachel. Do you understand? Are you there? Do you get it? Hallelujah. So it was as if he married two wives, maybe within the space of 1 month, or within 1 month, let me keep it that way. Do you understand? So what happened? We were meant to understand that when Rachel came, Rachel was the one that was loved. Leah was what? Leah was hated. Maybe they'll tell her, see your face, see your eye. You don't even know how to articulate and speak good English. You don't even know how to dress. Leah, you are too this. Leah, you are too that. Leah, you are too that. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 29 and verse 31 that when God saw that Leah was what? Am I there or you people are not there? Genesis chapter 29 and verse 31. The Bible said, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So there are some challenges that you are going through right now that you don't know that God is using it to open something in you. Say with me, God is using it to open something in me. God is using it to open something in you. There could be a potential, there could be a gift, there could be a talent, there could be a virtue, there could be something that is trustworthy, that is of good report, that is inside of you, that it is challenges, it is hard times that will make God open it for you. The Bible says, when the Lord saw that who? That Leah was what? Was hated. He opened, so she began to conceive for a long time, even before what? Even before Rachel began. So be happy. I used to tell them, I said, there are people that see me as if I'm running fast. How can they say I'm running fast? Me, I feel I'm not running. There are some people that see me to be ambitious. Those kind of people, they are waiting for me to fall. And because I know that there are people like that are waiting for me to fall, that is the reason I'm more serious with what I'm doing. So sometimes we think adversity is there to bring us down. So no, sometimes it is opening a channel. It's opening something. It's launching us into something. When the Lord saw that Leah was what was hated, he opened his womb and Rachel was the father. You that they thought that nothing good could come out of you. You that they thought that even to speak, you cannot even articulate yourself to speak well. You that they thought that you don't even look well. Just deal with God. There is something he will do to you. I said it's empowerment. But you may not know how it will come. Hallelujah. But don't forget that in staying with him, he will definitely empower you to be what? To be patient. But there are other empowerments that you may not know. But this one, I'm very sure. If you don't know it now. Because it is with that patience that you'll be able to what? To also possess every other thing that he has to give to you. Whoever thought that what? That the disciples, Peter, will be able to stand tall for God. No. When he was empowered, the Bible said that when they saw his boldness, They knew, Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 and verse 13, that they had what? That they had been with Jesus Christ. So when you camp around Jesus, when you camp around God, something happens to you. It's called empowerment. It's called empowerment. And most of the time, like I said, one of the things that I know that he's empowering you to do when you camp around him is that he's empowering you to be patient. That one, you may not hear him tell you. It's an active process that you are already inside and you are going through. Even for you to say you want to see God, it will take the process of patience. Let's say you want to pray for 1 hour. It will take the process of patience for you to remain there for 1 hour. Are you there? So this kind of empowerment is what is happening to you unconsciously, but God is aware. That is the thing I want to come and tell you so that you can enjoy the process. That's why it says strengthen with all might, isn't it? According to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with what? With joyfulness. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11. So enjoy, because there's something that God is working in you. There's something that God is working. My mom told me, she said, when she gave birth to me, I looked different from all her children. If you see my siblings, you'll be asking me, where did I come from? Hallelujah. So she already knew that this boy was not her son from the first day she gave birth to me. She just knew that this one is looking, where did he come from? This one is for God. So nobody even sent me in the first place. Hallelujah. I was thinking, why would they not care about me? Why would they nobody care about me? Everybody think that I'm okay every time. Hallelujah. Everybody think that I'm okay, man of God, every time. In fact, I'm the one receiving prayer points to pray for others. They don't know that. I didn't know that God made it so that I would be strong enough because of where he's taking me to. Can we stand to our feet and begin to pray? Lord, I receive power to be patient. I receive power to get well. I receive power for anything. Power for marriage. Power for a good relationship. Power. Can we rise to our feet? Yekosisa alamanta bakata kalabarakataya. Rondeka, I tell you, even in the place of prayer, patience is going to be exemplified. Randekote sila barete sisa lala. It may be that someone has spoken to you, they have made you look as if you don't want anything. But there is something that God is using that. There is something that God is using that hatred to do in your life that is going to work together for your good. Come on, begin to pray. Begin to pray for empowerment to enjoy the process. Begin to pray for empowerment all around Akabino Sala. Money may not be in my hand now, but I refuse to be dictated, to be controlled by money. I may not be in relationship now, but I refuse to allow relationship to make me either joyful or not. No, my joy is in the Lord. I may not be known now, but I refuse to make that feeling. I refuse to make that thing to control my life in the spirit. No. Kabaka bisaba alata kombaya. I receive patience. Can we pray? Oh, can we pray? I receive grace to be patient. I receive empowerment to be patient. I receive empowerment to get well. I receive empowerment for relationship. I receive all round empowerment. Ye kasasa sa bungola kabaka ba. Ronde kabaka balata sike. The Bible said, in your patience, possess your soul. I enjoy the salvation of the Lord in this season and beyond. In the mighty name of Jesus, he said, that Israel will rejoice in the Lord. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he said, Zion shall rejoice.
For a believer, there is nothing that is going to work against you. All things work together for good for a believer. All things work. Oh, somebody's not praying like they mean it. Akabalita sika balata komonde sebilata ba. Mende kente komata balata komonde sesia la balaka tabalata balaka tabalataya. Mende kente si ali la monte sesia danada. Ina lata konde kende melati si sela na mante sesia taba ala bakasi saya. Ia na si selene conte ne diata cabala da monte sesiana mana. There is something that God is working in me. There is something that God is opening up in me. There is something that God is working in me. I may not know it, but I refuse to be discouraged. I may not be able to comprehend everything that God is doing in my life, but I know that it is for my good. Oh, alika alisana mande kitala na manta. Ina lino konte si selemina gotelele nego sesi atabaya. O tekembe lataka monde si ketemba lataka monde sabay. Rote kebele teko monde sekita balata balataya. Let us contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Let us contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Lord, we receive empowerment tonight. We receive empowerment tonight. All round empowerment and above all, I tell you, a power to be patient. Power to be patient. In order for you to do a thorough and perfect and complete work in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Sekola, Sekote Bekita, Alamanta Comante Sasadala, Ronde Kete Comonde Kaba Kabalata Sigataba. In Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. I'd like us to know that this place is our school of the spirit. So we are going to be praying. And we'll pray and we'll say, Lord, turn every form of hatred that I have experienced, and every form of hatred that I will experience, hallelujah, for my good. Somebody is thinking that prayer is that. For your information, in the nearest future to come, you will still see many things, hallelujah. Let me not tell you that nothing will deceive you. No, that is not, no, I won't. Hallelujah. So, but you need to pray ahead. Just the same way somebody said he used to forgive people ahead. So you also, you need to pray ahead. That Lord, don't every hatred that I've experienced and every hatred that I'm going to experience for my good. Come on, lift up your voice and pray. Somebody is not praying. Oh, Lord, turn every hatred that I've experienced and turn every hatred that I will experience, oh God, my good. I tell you, this is a prayer that you must observe. Oh, this is a prayer that you must observe. Every hatred that I've experienced and every hatred that I will experience, Lord, turn it for my good. Lord, turn it for my good. You can also pray this way. Lord, turn every challenge that I've experienced and every challenge that I will experience for my good. In the mighty name of Jesus, I saw a picture of a man who carried blocks on his head, and the block was weighing him when he was moving with it. And I saw another man carry that block to make a step for him to step to his next level. That means these are two people with the same challenge, but one was able to turn his own to something, to a stepping stone. Why the other took it on his head? No. Pray, Lord, every distraction, every hatred, every challenge that I've experienced, turn it for my good. Turn it as a sila manta commandelita sabalata combata lataya. Rende kete si sabalata combata letesaya. In Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. We are also going to be praying that anything that wants to make me, hallelujah, not to be patient in order to enjoy the undiluted blessings of God. I'm speaking too many English. I want to make it very short. Anything that doesn't want me to be patient in order to enjoy the perfect will of God for my life, what are you waiting for? Can you begin to ask that thing and that power to catch fire? Anything, any power that does not want me to be patient in order for me not to enjoy the perfect will of God for my life, I command those powers to catch fire. I command those powers to catch fire. You are not praying. I tell you, there are powers that don't want people to be patient in order to enter into the perfect will of God for their life. Command such powers to catch fire. Command such powers to catch fire. Command such powers to catch fire. You may not have it now, but you will definitely have it. That's the truth. You may not be in a relationship now, but you will definitely be in one. You may not be married now, but you will definitely get married. You may not have that job now, but you will definitely have it. You may not have the car now, but you will definitely have it. Therefore, pray that every power that doesn't want you to be patient in order for you not to enjoy the perfect will of God for your life, you powers, you are a liar. Catch fire. Come on, pray. Sisa balata konde sesi alamata. Rende kete balata komonte sesi atabalata kombata balata balata. Any power that doesn't want to be patient in order for me not to enjoy the perfect will of God for my life, what are you waiting for? I receive power right now to overcome you. I receive power right now to overcome you. Power, catch fire. You powers that want to make me impatient in order for me to miss out on the power will of God for my life. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch, what are you all sassiba lada commande sepila tamatatala. Oh, sesebelete commande sesike belata combatalata sanataya. Runde kete kete balata commande sekite balata commanda balata balataya. Every power that wants to bring me down, that wants to make me depressed, in order for me to take steps that are not according to the will of God for my life, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, somebody is not praying. Somebody is not praying. Some alamantaka balata konde sesia balata balakataya. I may not have it all now, but I know that God is working out something good. God is working something good. God is working out everything for my good. I may not have it now, but I know God is working out everything for my good. I may not have it now, but I know that God is working out everything for my good. In the mighty name of Jesus, O sekita balata komanta balataya. I may not have it now, but I know I will definitely have it. I know I will definitely have it. I may not be known as a minister now, but I know as I remain with God, as I remain with God, the nations will hear my voice. I can't be. Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not praying. There are times you need power to be patient to. Patience with joyfulness. Patience with joyfulness. Patience with joyfulness. I may not be known as a great man of God now, but I know that the nations will hear my voice. Therefore, I receive grace to be patient. I receive grace to go through the process. I accompany the people that are. I refuse to step ahead of God. I refuse to step ahead of God. I receive the empowerment to walk with Him hand by hand, side by side. I receive the empowerment to walk with my Master, to walk with my Savior side by side. I follow as He leads me. I follow as He leads me. I receive power to follow as He leads me. I receive power to follow as He leads me. I am not a cold telemenai. Si belete combete lete si gabalata comonde se kita balataya. Rende kabalata si se ke belete comonde se kita balataya. Power to be patient. Power to go through the process. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. There are times that when you receive power, what happens to you is that every pattern will not, and especially when those patterns are not of God, they cannot have any hold on you. Hallelujah. Let me tell us what Apostle Aaron said. He said, God told him, he said, as long as you remain with me, he said, all those limitations that your ancestor and your ancestral tree or your brethren or your lineage have gone through, those the ones that they are going through, will not have any word, will not have any challenge, will not be able to. Let me tell you why. Even should come close, let me tell you something. And yet, thank God, leader, sir. Do you know why Apostle Aaron studies that hard? Do you know why he studies that hard? In their family, they have this challenge that they call schizophrenic. It means somebody can just stay and wants to go mad, or even will just go mad. Are you getting it? Maybe for a while, and it will come again. Do you understand? So he knew very well that he cannot mess up with his mind like any other person. That was why, it was part of those things that made the man stop. If the man is teaching here, you will need to listen to that message close to 10 times, man of God, in succession, before you will know that you have gained something. You listen to it once, you do not even pick 0.00001. You listen to his message once. So that challenge was the one that made him drove him to that point where he knew that others can be playing with what goes into his mind, but he must fill his mind with what? With the right things. So sometimes you are seeing it as a challenge. You don't know that God is what? God is pushing you out of your comfort zone in order for you to what? In order for you to make headway in destiny. We are going to be praying. Any pattern, I was listening to P. Daniels yesterday. I think he dropped one of his messages on Wednesday. I was not listening to it on Thursday. Hallelujah. He just came back from Uganda. He said that, he was saying something about generational pattern. He now said that Jacob, you know generational pattern now, Cain killed Abel, isn't it? His son, Lamech, killed somebody. Abraham lied, Isaac lied, Jacob lied. He now even said, see this pattern. He said, Jacob used a skin, a goat skin, an animal skin to deceive his father. Are you getting it? The father said the voice is who? Is Jacob's voice. And then he put the skin in his hand so that when the father touched him, he said, okay, this is hairy. It's like Esau, isn't it? Isaac confessed that the voice is what? Is Jacob's voice, isn't it? But the skin is what? Is Esau's voice. He said, nevertheless, the Lord gave unto me the deal of heaven and began to bless him, isn't it? He said his mother and Jacob and his mother, who is Rebecca, used a goat, isn't it, to deceive their father. That his sons also used a goat to deceive him. After they sold sold Jacob, what did they do? Did they kill an animal, use the blood of the animal to what? To stain his coat, and came to show the man. So he was not showing us many intricacies of patterns. Hallelujah. So we are going to be praying. Sometimes you may not know that this is what the enemy still wants to get, but he may use different kind of things. Hallelujah. So we are going to be praying for empowerment above every wrong pattern. Hallelujah. He said that if you claim that because you are born again, you do not believe this and you don't stand against it, you will see a whole lot of things happening. Hallelujah. And the reason you are being taught is so that you can be alert. Hallelujah. You can be alert and be angry against any wrong thing that wants to repeat itself. So can we rise to our feet and say, my father, my father. Are you praying? Say, my father, my father. Every pattern, every evil pattern that wants to repeat itself in my life, what are they waiting for? Father, destroy by fire. destroy them by fire. Can you begin to pray? Kapala Saba. Patterns of hardship, get away. What are you waiting for? Destroyed by fire. Patterns of hardship, destroyed by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Sevilana Kota Sama. Patterns of delay, what are you waiting for? I receive the empowerment from the Lord to live above you right now. Patterns of delay, what are you waiting for? Catch fire. Come on, are we praying? Erete kabalata konde seminata balaka tabalata ya. Erete kete komonde segita balata balata komana malata kabalata balaka taya. Patterns of delay, whatever kind of delay, what are you waiting for? Worried against my life, trying to bring me into captivity like the others. I say no to you. Yes, songa bagabalata sila mata kabalaka taya. I walk in total freedom. I walk in total freedom. I walk in total freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Susa bane moka teba lata komonde sebi lata balakataya. Ruende kabalata komonde sebi tabalata. In Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. There are some times that this pattern, man of God, there are some times that this pattern will want to happen to me. So that people that God has brought as helpers for my destiny, I will just be angry with them for no reason. Somebody is not there. People that God, you know very well that God brought these people to help you. Before you know, you just develop one kind of hatred for them. It is that same power that made people that have gone ahead of you to suffer without anybody helping them. That is the same pattern that wants to repeat itself. Is somebody understanding my English? And what I do during those times, that same person that I know that is a help me, that God has sent him to help me, that the devil wants me to start getting angry and be saying in my mind, who does he think he is? Somebody that God has sent to help you, you are saying in your mind, who does he think he is? That is a pattern that the enemy wants to use to keep us in what? As men, as people without help. But we are going to be praying. Any pattern that wherever they want to come in to work against me, in order for me to lose favor, in order for me to lose helpers, in order for, how can you be angry at people that God has sent to help you? That is a pattern. They may not even do anything. You just sit down. Can we pray? Wherever this pattern wants to manifest, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I begin to pray and as I continue to pray, let every evil pattern that wants to manifest in my life catch fire. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name it is done. I want to pray, hallelujah. Woman of God, the Lord told me that in this meeting he has seen your heart. And what it's going to do for you is that it's going to give you the grace, the teaching grace, hallelujah. There is something about it that will help you, hallelujah. Come on, I'm talking to you. The Lord is going to help you in that aspect. Because there's a whole lot of struggle in that side. Do you understand? So it's going to help you, it's going to give you the grace, the teaching grace, hallelujah. So even in your prayers from now, try and be. Are you getting it? The Lord will want to use you in that aspect where you will be able to communicate his secrets. And the teaching grace does not just mean you open your Bible and you start teaching. You are able to communicate the mind of God. Hallelujah. You are able to communicate the spiritual things that the Lord is communicating to you fluently. Am I speaking too many English? Do you know that there are times that God may be telling you something, you know that thing, but you lack the ability to communicate it? Woman of God, is it possible? There are times that God will tell you something and you lack the ability to communicate it well. You can communicate it sometimes, other times you cannot communicate it, other times you cannot communicate it well. I see grace released upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. You'll be able to communicate what the Lord is doing in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I see that grace released in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace to be able to sit with the word. Grace to be able to sit with books. grace to be able to sit with materials that will enlighten you and change your level is released unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Woman of God, we have refreshment, oh, hallelujah. Don't go until you take your own, hallelujah. Glory to God. I see that happening to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. The Lord is settling every one of us in every area that we need that settlement in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name it is done. Hallelujah. So please, we are going to the mountain when? Next week Friday. And where are we going to? F1 Lion. That's Babalola First Mountain. I'm going to take us to the streams where we can pray and use water, use those waters to watch. Hallelujah. Yes, next week Friday from 4 p.m. we are meeting at. What are you people having on Friday? That Friday.
I
did not know. But that was
the next one will not have to.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can come on Saturday. But we have to give you too many description details. Hallelujah. So please, by today by Friday, today by 8 p.m. Everybody, what did I say?
Today by
8 p.m., we are going to be sharing that flyer. That's the one of Kanu and Akazo. That one I'm ministering with Apostle Michael. Hallelujah. Our refreshment, our offerings are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree that every good thing, everything that pertains to life and godliness is released unto us in the name of Jesus Christ.